Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
When we think as human beings do, we are both the cause and the victims of our problems. When things go wrong, we look for someone to blame. But in this episode of By Your Life, we talk about the limitation of our human capacity to think and how our faith is the answer. Welcome to the 181st episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hudiman, and I know that you have 100 different things that you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace and to trust that it is good for business. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time. In Mark's Gospel, Jesus asks, "Who do people say that I am?" Contrary to what the disciples said, the Catholic Church says Jesus isn't John the Baptist or Elijah or just another prophet. Jesus is true God and true man, Emmanuel, God with us. Peter somehow knew this because he responded, "You are the Messiah." But Jesus isn't asking us what Peter thinks, what the Catholic Church thinks, what other Christian churches think, or what society at large thinks. He is asking each of us, "Who do you say that I am?" This is a basic question, the basic question of our faith. What does our response mean? Do we in one moment confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? And then, like Peter in the gospel, put restrictions on what that means? Do our words and deeds, the real profession of our faith, draw the same rebuke from Jesus that Peter got? "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Of course we all think as human beings do. We are limited by our humanity in that way. But we are challenged by our faith to think differently. Over 50 years ago, at the conclusion of Vatican II, Pope Paul VI issued a pastoral constitution on the church in the modern world called Gaudium et Spes. I encourage you to read this document in its entirety. In the introductory statement, he describes the profound and rapid changes spreading by degrees around the whole world. He writes of the advances in biology, psychology, social sciences, technology, media, and social communication that are changing the way man understands himself and lives in relation to others. It's amazing how this 50-plus-year-old document could have been written in 2021. Today, like in 1965, there is an abundance of wealth, resources, and economic prosperity, and at the same time, increasing hunger, poverty, and illiteracy. Discord exists in families, between men and women, between generations, between races, and between nations with different ideals and ambitions. This is not just true globally. It is true in our places of work. Pope Paul VI summarized that, as a result of these dynamics, we created mutual distrust, enmities, conflicts, and hardships. Of such is man at once the cause and the victim. Think about that for a second. Man is both the cause and the victim of his problems. Nothing exhibits this truth more than what happened on 9/11/2001. As we remember that day, most of us who are at least 25 years old can tell you what we were doing when we heard about the plane flying into the World Trade Center. I was in San Diego for a convention. I had flown in there the night before and had a speaking engagement the next day. When I realized the gravity of what had happened, I called the rent-a-car company and reserved 3 vans for my colleagues and me, and we took off that afternoon for the 3-day drive back to Tampa. Man is both the cause and the victim of his problems. There is good news and bad news in this. The good news is that if we are the cause, then we can be the solution too. However, the bad news is man's inability to be the solution. Why? Because we think as human beings do. And as Albert Einstein said, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. The limitation of human thinking, the Holy Father described, is caused by an imbalance between modern, practical intellect and a theoretical system of thought that can't master the sum total of its ideas. In other words, we are incapable of fully synthesizing all the complexities of any issue. We also suffer from an imbalance between a concern for practicality and efficiency and the demands of moral conscience. Or in other words, what is efficient isn't necessarily morally right. In addition, we have an imbalance between a focused view on any activity and a more comprehensive view of reality. Or as the saying goes, we can't see the forest for the trees. Our ways of thinking are limited. Pope Paul VI writes that these imbalances are rooted in the heart of man. We wrestle with internal conflict of what is right for us and right for others. We struggle with the tension between knowledge of our own limitations and our desire for higher ambitions. We recognize that we do what we shouldn't and don't do what we should. Unfortunately, contributing to these problems is that we believe that we can overcome all of this by our own ingenuity alone. Gaudium et Spes addresses major issues facing man in this modern age and offers solutions. The Church reminds us, in the midst of all this change, there are many realities which do not change and which have their ultimate foundation in Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever. In the first reading, Isaiah points to this same solution when he said, "The Lord God is my help." We probably believe this too, but how often do we solicit His help when faced with practical business decisions? If my frame of reference is indicative, not too often. I worked with a privately owned company who had identified faith in God as the most significant shared value of the company. They referred to this value and the others as they focused on creating a values-centered culture. So when we met for a strategy session, it made sense to me that we should ask God to bless the work we are about to undertake. I stopped for a few moments of silence to allow the members of the team to ask God for His guidance. The controller, who also acted as HR manager, nervously started texting and then abruptly left the meeting. What happened next took me by surprise. Following the meeting, I received a scathing email from the controller telling me how inappropriate it was to pray at a company meeting and that I'd put them at risk for lawsuits, etc., etc., etc. It was sad that she didn't understand that faith in God was one of their core values, and that core values are those non-negotiable principles that guide your behaviors and decisions. But the controller wasn't comfortable allowing God into the workplace. How about you? Do you place limitations on where, when, and how God can be present in your life? Do you, like Peter, proclaim that Jesus is the Messiah, and then proceed to try to fit him into your own definition of what the Messiah should be? Messiah means Savior. Is Jesus your personal Lord and Savior? But professionally, do you try to go it alone? Bishop Robert Barron wrote, "Jesus is someone who has rescued us, saved us, done something that we could never, even in principle, do for ourselves." This same Jesus spent a good deal of time in the marketplace. He recruited his apostles from the marketplace, and many of his parables reference common business issues. Shouldn't we invite him into this part of our lives? But not all companies have outwardly stated that faith in God will guide their decisions. In fact, most don't. Those that do will start their meetings with prayer and ask God to guide and bless their work. Most likely, you're part of an organization that doesn't publicly profess faith in God. But that doesn't mean you have to abandon your faith when you walk in the door. In fact, that's all the more reason to live your faith at work, because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I know that our modern culture frowns on living your faith in the marketplace. Unfortunately, we live in a time when God is being pushed back inside the four walls of the church. You're free to worship all you want within those walls, but don't bring your beliefs with you when you go out into the world. We live in fear of offending someone with our beliefs, so we retreat, remain silent, or even worse, question the truth. You don't have to preach to practice your faith. At the end of each Mass, Catholics are charged to go forth, to go in peace, to go out into the world, to live our faith and share it with others. Imagine a world where the 1.2 billion Catholics did exactly that. Imagine what it would be like if every office, shop, factory, school, hospital, government, and places of work of every type were staffed by people who honored Christian values. Talk about great places to work. But that's not what's happening. If a meme recently posted on Facebook is any indication, it said, "Spending eternity with you Christians isn't the selling point you think it is." Either the world doesn't view Christian values as something positive, or it isn't witnessing Christians who are honoring those values. Either way, we've got a lot of work to do. Which brings me to Sunday's second reading, the continuation of St. James' letter we've heard read the past 2 weeks. He writes, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him?" St. James writes of giving food and clothes to the poor, and this is good. I'd like to extend the challenge to all things, and especially at work. Do you allow God to come to work with you? Do you allow your faith to change your way of thinking about the challenges you face every day? Do you honor God by how you do your work every day? Do you demonstrate your faith by your works at work? Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us step out in faith in ways we have been uncomfortable to do until now, and call on the Lord God as our help in solving our daily problems. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. May God bless you abundantly, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast on the right side of the page on our website at buyyourlife.com and help us spread the word by forwarding to a friend, sharing, posting on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. You can click the icons at the top of the page. And also, you can let us know what you're thinking by leaving us a comment.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.